Let's take it easy. My heart goes tick, tick, tick like a bone. Tick, tick, tick all night long. Tick, tick, tick like a bone.
This is Wrong Place, Wrong Time from Watching Black, the recently released new CD by the Czech band Ecstasy of St. Teresa. The group was founded in the early 1990s by Jan P. Muchov, who now also composes for films, as well as producing other artists and providing the music for advertisements. Ecstasy of St. Teresa went through numerous lineup changes before settling to its current form of Muchov and Katerzyna Vintarova, a successful actress at Prague's National Theatre. I spoke to Jan P. Muchov recently at his small studio just off Wenceslas Square.
And I saw there little smile on the lips.
How does the new album differ from the previous album, Slow Thinking?
From our point of view, it's a different in a way, like we think, we communicate more. The previous one, the Slow Thinking album, was like kind of like introvert and fragile sounding, and this time we wanted to communicate more on the outside and or like about the outside, and in the sound wise we wanted to go a bit more organic sounding, or like, you know, and a bit more dirty, because the previous album we thought maybe was too clinical, you know, like too clean. So now we wanted to feel more of the human touch.
It's about 4 years since your previous album came out. Why did it take that long?
It's like two parts why it took so long. And the first part is because I think when the record comes out, it's not the end of the life of the record. So we spent like almost a year like touring, promoting the record. We made three EPs of the record. We made a DVD version of the record. And then it came out as well in the UK. So we spent as well some time on promoting it there. So that it took almost, and then we played on some of the festivals and stuff. So it took almost 2 years to support the Slow Thinking, the previous album. And then we started to look in front and to work on the new record, and then as well came about the pregnancy of the singer.
Will the new album Watching Black be released outside the Czech Republic? Will you have distribution?
We hope so. It's not a signed stuff now, some kind of a deal or something, but what we get reactions of the songs from, for example, on MySpace, and it seems to be a logical step for the record to try to have some distribution outside as well.
Does the internet in general help bands like yourselves from smaller countries like the Czech Republic?
I guess in a way, of course, that some people have the chance to hear you. It's hard to say if it can help in a way of a distribution or to have a shows and stuff. Maybe, you know, you would need quite huge response that some promoters or some labels will think, okay, we should do this event here as well. So, but at least we know there are people on the planet that want to be friends with us on MySpace, or like they write back that they enjoy the music.
Your new single is Watching Black, White Looking, but it's not the most poppy song on the new album. Why did you choose that particular track as a single?
I thought it's the clear, it makes it clear what the record is about, if we would choose, for example, the song "Where Is the Duet" with Self Brush, it's maybe more popular and people will maybe enjoy more. But I would think, as a pilot single, it would not tell the truth about the album, you know. So I wanted to make a clear, to show people the clear sign what the record is basically about, you know.
Ecstasy of Saint Teresa have been playing selected dates around the country, promoting Watching Black, and they'll be appearing at Prague's Palace Acropolis on January 29th. How important is playing live to Jan Muchov?
To be honest, in my teens and when I was in 20s, I didn't enjoy the gigs so much because I knew like the sound won't be perfect, and we play kind of stuff which you would enjoy it much better or hear everything you're supposed to hear to understand it in full. We were not able to do it in the clubs in Czech Republic and the sound and blah, 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 blah. But now in all those years, I kind of changed my mind. And as well, we started to make like a live set for the gigs a bit different than on the record, because we said, okay, people can hear the versions of the songs of the album as we would wish them to hear it. But on the gig, they will hear the live versions.
Getting back to the recording process, how much do you and Katarzyna Winterowa, the singer, how much do you collaborate? And how much are you the boss, so to speak, or the dictator, perhaps?
It's basically dialogue. If somebody says, no, I don't like this, we just stop it. So there's no check, maybe I won't like him and she will, or the opposite way. So I will come up with some idea and play it to her, and when she says, okay, I like it, then we start to work on it. I want to hear her opinion, because she's not like an instrumentalist, and she's not a musician in a meaning that she doesn't play an instrument. So how she thinks about the music is like feelings, you know, and we're not talking in terms like harmony or chords. We talk about like, I like this and I don't like this, you know, and this makes me, I don't know, goosebumps, and this is leaving me cold or something, and that's and it's clearly what she likes or not. So I would think it's a dialogue thing, and it's as we both see it or hear it. Smile on lips. Did I see that?